So we saw the Shulchan Aruch. We didn't see the Mishnah Berurah yet. So again, the case there was that there was two cities. One city had kiyas without brachas. One city had brachas without the kiyas. The question is, where should he go? So he should go to the place where they had the, where they not a blow. So the Mishnah Berurah, the Malkim Shabakim at the kiyas. The kiyas to rise to brachas to abundance. So it makes sense. Your choice to go into the place where they have the kiyas, which are the rise. You should go where the kiyas are derised. Feel about Yom Sheni, even a Yom Sheni, which they're both Rabbanon, brachas and kiyas. But the Maisa, kiyas meeker, ikorin is the rice, brachas, ikorin is the Rabbanon. Call Shem Yeshavon and Bacham Shechol Dishmoya, kiyas. Al Bishagam, Shom Ein Minyan, we historically spell up Yachid. But the kids are here, but you're not diving at all, right? The person, they didn't person who know how to dive. The same issue would be a city with a minion, city without a minion. Okay. So, and even a situation where the musaf is valid, the kids is suffering. So it means the musaf is vada. The city A, we know definitely has a person who's about tefillah who knows musaf. He can daven musaf. They didn't daven masidra, so he was going to say balpeh. He knew musaf. The guy over there knows, somebody over there knows musaf. You can go there miyotzim musaf. City B, we're not sure if it has a sharif or not. But definitely does not have a tefillah. Still, savikim yeshom take it. So for the rights of honor of me vada derabon. We're going to give a defis to the vare subject the rice. Who did he mean? Yodim rak seiderecho. Yerachlehem. If the Baal Tekiah doesn't know how to blow all types of sounds, Tekiah shwarm through it, he knows. He can't blow shwarm through it, he can't blow through it, but Tekiah shwarm he can blow. Also, if Yesh beer echad shayfer, right? So later, the welcome should be spalal, and he has a great idea. Listen, why don't I go to the city where they're diving? So I'll get that. Meanwhile, we'll send the goy to go pick up the shayfer from city the city B to back to city A. But the shach akum sheyover lo shayfer who chuz etchum. And if you'll end up with both tefillah and tekiah, Shaila, are you allowed to do tekiah? Are you allowed to send the goy to go get the shayfer? Yeah, but it's a shuri. That's what the tchum of the rabbanim. How will the shuvus the shuvus? So it's a mir la'akum on the rabbanim. It's a mitzvah, which is mutter. Okay. Instead, the Rambam said, let's say you're able to go from to the city where they daven. And then you'll get. Then you can go from there to the city where their tekiah is.
What's only midrabon and going outside of Truman?
Yeah.
Not according to Rabbi Akiva.
That's Truman of Yud Beis Mill. This is Truman of 2,000 feet, 2,000 amos. Right.
What's the Truman of Yud Beis Mill?
The kibbutz here, the Truman is the rice is Truman of Yud Beis Mill. Not tchum of 2,000 amos. You were going to Rekiba, tchum of 2,000 amos is the Rabbanan. Rekiba, the tchum is the rice, is referring to the longer tchum of 12 mil, which would be 12 times the standard tchum.
What, 2,000 amos is 1 mil?
Correct. Okay. So let's say you go to city A and then travel from city A to city B. And city A, he'll daven musaf. City B, he'll hear the tekiyas. Gimachachachat tekiyas. Well, yeilach from tefila makom shetoykin. Gimachachachachat makom shemispelam. So the order the Shulchan Aruch says is tefila and then tekiyas. Make sure to do the other way around. Go to the place where they're blowing tekiyas and then go to the place where they're davening. He says, no, the truth of the Musaf ain't lachar yesu v'shem v'shos, because she calls them v'shem 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 v Tkiya Zman Kol Yom. So we should try and get most of it before a certain time. Tkiya can be done later. So I have a choice between doing Tkiya earlier and Tefillah afterwards, or vice versa. So I'm going to do Tefillah first and Tkiya afterwards. If I can make sure I get everything in the right time. Yeah. Yeah, one place where they have a good Baal Tekiya, but the people that have a Musav are not so great, and other ones vice versa. At the end of the day, nowadays we say our own Musav. So he'll be mitzvah you. So the fact that he's not a hagun, not a proper person, possibly not necessarily discussing his abilities in his job, but rather his general status. He's not a person that doesn't necessarily act always appropriately, whatever. So he's not the greatest person you want representing you on the days of Yom HaDin. On the other hand, so I have the Baal Tekiya Hagun and Sidi A, and I have the Baal Tekiya Shein, which is not necessarily Hagun, but he knows what he's doing in Sidi A. But the Mispalim over there are Choshev and Timnei Chachamim, and vice versa in another city. At the end of the day, Tefillah, you're not Yotze with them, you're Dama your own Tefillah. So the fact that he's not Hagun is not Gevaldik, but it's not. You're davening your own. Mashenk and Tekiyas, you bring Yotze with him. So whatever he's, wherever he is, you stand and fall with him. Okay.
Whoever who is.
Whoever status of the Baal Tekiya is level of holiness, otherwise, is going to affect you. His level of kedusha is going to affect his kiyas, correct?
Why?
Because blowing shofar is a holy process. You're from a holy person, it's more holy. From a less holy person, it's less holy. Yeah? Simatokub tarivav. Davin, you say you're on davin. Aleph, lachar tefila Maria and trua gadoila bullet kia. So Mechaber says the minig was to blow a trua gadoila. Yeah. So the Rambam Yeshu comes now gam lachar b'li skoya shloshim kerlus. So some of a minig to blow another 30 kerlus at the end. Achas yotze b'zeh shuv ein liska oid b'chinam. So once that's true, a person lets a person should not blow for no reason. Person has to blow with somebody else who wasn't yotze. Fine, but just blowing for no reason, he shouldn't blow. I will cut my feel of Megillah Chinuch Mutalar Lishiska Mutalar Diskaya Kolyan. Child, this is part of his chinuch, is learning how to blow a shofar, so he's doing his mitzvah chinuch. So he can do that the whole day. All day, he'll be busy blowing a shofar.
Can I go back to your point from a second ago?
Yeah.
So would it be better to pick a minion where somebody's more chashav that's a tokeya? Today?
Yeah. That's what he's saying, yeah. That would be what it comes down to, yes.
What's a true gadol?
What's a true gadol?
Never heard of it before. First time I've ever heard.
Well, that's why you came tonight to shear.
I know. There's a lot more reasons than that, Rabbi Reingold, than just this, but that's one of them. I never heard of it before. What do? You make a lot more than...
Then not the nine kirches.
Wow.
Okay. So you can go home and ask your wife a riddle. What's the true? When do you blow a true gadolah?
I only give riddles when there's a possibility of getting the answer.
Okay, Maria and true gadolah.
I know that I wouldn't know the answer. I'm not going to ask her for the answer.
Fine. So cut an olive. Maria and true gadolah.
I'm still trying to figure out how it sounds like, so.
Okay. So we blow a true gadol. Look at the arbor of a sultan. Gets confused by this extra true over here. What's this all about? It's all part of the process of arbor of a sultan.
Do we So you really deep down believe that you could confuse that guy?
I would like to believe that we believe that because Chazal said you can do it.
It's amazing.
It's I once heard from Shalom Shadron. She said
he kills so many people, but he can't read a calendar.
He said that he's called Melo Zokim Buxil. So Shalom Shadron says that Buxil he is. He's the Chazaman. I mean, the guy. He's the Chazaman Kliga.
Yeah.
But if you use it, his own tactics against him, he falls for it. He says. Now, one of the Yitzhar's biggest tactics is later. I'll do it later.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start doing the mitzvah. I'll start learning tomorrow. I'll start davening with the minyan tomorrow, right? So Yitzhar comes to you and says, you know, why don't you be mevatel? I say, yeah, I'll do that later. Yitzhar falls for it.
Mm-hmm.
Why does he understand that you know that there's never going to be a later?
Uh-huh.
But so he's also exiled. You can use his own techniques back against him, and he falls for it. Right? I'm not sure I should fight the Yitzhar from straight on. He says, let's battle. I said, yeah, it's a good point. It's an interesting thing I want to tell my friend. I'll do it later. Meanwhile, let's continue learning. Right? So the Pshat Tosis says over there, one of the Pshat Tosis says that when Mashiach comes, there's going to be a tekiah, which indicates that it's time for the Satan to be destroyed. And that's what he's concerned about, that we've reached that point of this Rosh Hashanah, we've reached the point of Madrega, that so it's confusing in that sense. So they leave davening, and the next day they're off. They're eating, drinking, having a good time, etc. So last thing we blow a curl to indicate that's not what we're doing. Okay. We don't do that. We don't blow the shruv daily. At the end of the 100 kelos that we blow, like we'll mention later on, so the marker says tkiyah gadolah, that's our minhag, and we extend the tkiyah. So that sounds more familiar, right?
Yeah.
So we blow shreshim kelos at the end of davening. So, according to our calculation, we have 30 by Tkiyas Dimi Yoshev, 30 during Chazar Sashat, and 30 afterwards, that's 90. So the Mishmur was cut in base. A Mishtor cost of at least got a Mea Kerlis. That is Shleshim Yeshiva, but the Tkiyas shall store them. Shleshim Acher Hatfilo.
And 10 show from those in the middle of the
Kaddish. So then, besides that, we add another 10 to get a total of 100. Okay, in this guide, after you finish blowing, you should not blow again unless you have a valid reason. You can't blow, make music on Yom Tov. He says that's not true. Obviously, we're dealing with Rosh Hashanah differently than we're dealing with Shavuos. So Shavuos, right? If you want to Shavuos, if you want to blow, you can't blow Shofar on Shavuos. But you want to blow Shofar on Rosh Hashanah. That's the midst of the day. So there's no issur of Tkiyah Shofar on Rosh Hashanah even later on in the day. The majority of people follow whole like the Ramah, that Betzimitz Yom Tov, there's issur making music on Yom Tov. There's a hat to the Tzarek Tkiyahs. Once in the long Tzarek Tkiyahs, so you can't blow anymore. Me and Tiltel. But in regards to moving it, the Kuliyama Shari Kuliyam, that's more to the rest of the day. So on Shavuos, it's Klisham Lat Lisser. You can't call Klisham Lat Lisser, even though I'm going to tell you that in the middle of the day you can no longer blow anymore. Beginning of Yom Tov, you're allowed to move it. So it wasn't Muksa beginning of Yom Tov, regards to moving it. So you continue moving it. Elamai, well, there's interesting halacha. Let's say you have something which in the middle of Shabbos becomes unusable. So there's two dinim in Muksa. The one dinim Muksa at the beginning of Shabbos is when it's not edible, it's not edible, it's not usable, it's not usable. So it's Muksa. What about at the beginning of Shabbos it was not usable and it becomes usable on Shabbos? So he said there's a rule, since it was Muktzah beginning of Shabbos, it remains Muktzah the rest of Shabbos. That halacha, that Hoyal Biskatsoy, is totally Menesh Moshes. But on the other hand, if I had something which beginning of Shabbos was Roy, then it becomes not Roy for any usage, it becomes Muktzah in the middle of Shabbos.
Right.
For that period. Now, if later on it'll become usable again, so it'll revert back. You don't say since it became Muktzah, it remains Muktzah the rest of from then on. That's only a loch of Benish Moshe. Benish Moshe became Muktzah, remains Muktzah the rest of the day. So getting up, Benish Moshe was usable. Then the Shabbos morning, it became unusable. Then later on the day, it became usable again. So the more says Moshe. The more says raisins. So raisins, when they're in the drying process, they're edible. When they're finally finished the drying process, they're edible. Till then, they're inedible. So you have raisins on the roof, and they're ready. They dried out, and they're ready to eat. So the beginning of Shabbos, they're not muktzah. Then the sky opened up, big downpour. They absorbed all this liquid, and they're not edible anymore. Then the sun came out very strong, and dried them up again, and they're edible again. So they'd go from being non-muktzah to being muktzah to being non-muktzah. Had they been inedible at the beginning of Shabbos, they remained muktzah the rest of Shabbos. Whether they became reusable or not would make a difference. So on that, he's turning that if I would tell you that after you finish blowing with it earlier in the day, you finished, and that's it, finito, so then it's muktzah. He says, no, since the mice, it's roy, even at that point in time, to use it to mice other people which need it. He says, not muktzah, it never becomes muktzah. Fine. We shouldn't blow again, bechinam, for no reason. Then you can't transport it either. You're carrying a yomtiv for no valid reason. We saw before that carrying a yomtiv for no valid reason is not mutter. It's not mutter to do it. You have to have a valid reason why you're doing a malach.
I want to practice on day one to be able to be better. I saw how I blew day one. I had some problems. So I want to go practice a few more times today, later in the day, to be able to get it good. Tomorrow I should get it right. Can't do that. So now, what's that, Isser? That's Isser v'hachon. What are you doing all these practices for? Not for today, not for next year. You're doing it for tomorrow. So those are also chon.
Even though it's Yom Rechta or whatever, that's just for.
There got to be certain halachos where machmer that's like Yom Rechta. That we heard be a kula. Say a lot of mimeichin from one day to the next is all one long day. Hey, but the Lord Melachias, can you tell a child to blow? Hanu apli shtadal alam do evan tkiyas. You can even help him. Train him how to blow it. Even an individual who's not the father would be permitted to do that.
If it's one long day for preparations.
Like if one long day would be mutter, because all one like compare from today to later in the day. That's the thing, that's Adam's question. The answer is no, we don't look at it as one long day. There got to be that.
Like you could cook on the first day of the Shoshana.
You cannot. Right. Correct.
That's the same.
Correct. A cotton can blow the rest of the day as much as he wants. We have no limitation on the cotton. Okay. Fine. You're allowed to fast in Rosh Hashanah. So you have to celebrate in Rosh Hashanah. You cannot fast on these days, neither Rosh Hashanah nor Shabbat Shuvah. Obviously, you're not sitting there and indulging yourself, engorging yourself. You're trying to eat limited. It should be enough to be healthy, etc. Aleph.
even though it's a Yom HaDin, we could argue with the person she's sitting there in tremendous trepidation, eating bread and the hard crust, just sitting there waiting for the anticipation. No, come on, mitzvah shel v'samachta b'chagecha shayach gam boy. There's a mitzvah v'samachta b'chagecha. Shagam hu b'chal chag k'nechsiv tiku b'chadosh shofar b'kesed liyom chagenu. So we know that this day is referred to as a day of chag. Well, there's a sense of samach to b'chagecha. Then mechem ches ichlu mashmanim shesumam takim ki k'dosh ayom ladunenu aval teyosvu ki chel v'shashem him ma'uzchem. So they were told to enjoy the food and the drink, eat fatty geshmak of food and sweets, drinks, because it's a special holy day, and the rejoicing, Kichad Ben Hashem, Hima Uzchem. So, the Chemin tells Chal Yisrael, that which you are rejoicing in the day, that it will be the source of your strength in the din. Right? So imagine, the day of the coronation of the king. It was also the day that he decides to sit in judgment for many individuals. So most people just focus, forget about the coronation of the king, they focus on their judgment. Come along with the individual and says, you know what, my judgment is good or bad, but that it's the coronation of the king, you have to celebrate. So when the king sees that, what's his response going to be? This person is putting aside his own personal focus to recognize the significance of the day of the coronation of the king, and by doing so, he's creating a source of schools for himself, Because that you're rejoicing in a Kadosh Baruch Hu under such circumstances, that's your source of strength. So it's, there's a shalom lishma, as it were, to focus on the coronation of Kadosh Baruch Hu and be happy.
The only exception is Tanis Chalom, which you'll have to do in any Yom. You'll have to do Tanis Chalom.
Now, cause of Bateris Kain. So the Kul Yama Mutta the Sanas Rosh Hashanah, the spell Ar Chatzos, after Gav the Shabbos, the Shah Yom Tov Osir, Chenis Leavis Im Tovkup, Peidal, Sifal, Bagel. So he says that even though there's an instance, you cannot fast on Rosh Hashanah, but eating before chatzos is not required, as opposed to by other yom tovim, that a person cannot wait, go have chatzos pass and not have eaten. So you'll have, we discussed the idea of eating before tkiyas. So we were, minhag yeshivas is the mekel. So there's a famous ma'isa with Reb Hennigan Zatzal. Reb Aaron Cutler said minhag yeshivas in Europe was that they would daven very long on the Rosh Hashanah, and they would stop and have a break, and then we have kiddush before tkiyas. And he held it was halachically acceptable. There's a swore the more says the Rabbi Mitri Adari. The reason why it's also is because you're afraid you're going to forget. There's a Muslim of swore Rabbi Mitri Adari. You have a group to remind each other. So the minute was to be said on that. Reb Hennigan held that was wrong. It's also eat before tkiyas. Right. So that's Reb Hennigan, that's all held. But the Kabbalah of Aaron, he never came out public against Reb Aaron on that point. So the person wants to be mad, it's a kula. So the problem is, but he's davening a minyan, they're not going to finish till after chatzos. So one aid to obviously get up in the morning and take a drink. Whatever reason, he didn't do that. So he says, you're allowed to fast after chatzos. Different than all of the yom type. The end of the ma'isa with the Rav Henkin, Rav Bell Wine says over fascinating ma'isa, the end of the ma'isa that Reb Hennigan suppressed this argument with he felt it was covered around. Similarly, when they had the Sakhar Mershah about the issue of the mamzeris, that it's manazeh, you don't say living together is they had no kosher edim at the time of the erisin, and they lived together. So you do say, hey, do you say that the yichud acts like A-A-B and then for the mekadesh is misad that? So Reb Hennigan held yes, Reb Moshe held no. So Mela, they didn't have any kosher edim by the chasna. They had to live together in a Jewish neighbor, which people knew about it, which their edim about it is irrelevant. Reb Hennigan said that's kosher gemara, not like that. Reb Moshe says nowadays he put rice. We don't pass. We said the mitzvah is different. All right, so Reb Hennigan held that was wrong. Again, it's covered in Russia. He never came up publicly against them. So Rabbi Wein says he once visited Reb Hennigan when he was already very elderly. He was not 100% with it.
in the Moshe's Canaan. So he walks in, he hears a Hanukkah muttering himself. He listens closely, he says, Metornish Esen Fartakiyas. He says, Anamam Zerim. Metornish Esen Fartakiyas. He says, Anamam Zerim. He kept repeating again and again, like he had suppressed it his whole life. It was coming out like that, you know. Yeah. Like that was like what was coming out, still, like, you know, what can I do about it, you know? So, postscript to the story. Okay, Beis. Okay. So this Shita is coming along and saying that person is that if a person, whatever reason, undertook to be Misana. Okay. So we said before you're not Misana. There is a Shita holds you a lot of Misana. So if people undertook that Shita, that becomes your Kavias. And if for whatever reason you now step back from it, you're endangering your life. It's a source. One of the Rishonim that there's such a musig. No Gemara says it. If you don't feel that you have that concern, we're not going to be mekayev you to fast. But you obviously you want to, if you had an hanhaga, a certain hanhaga type, you need to be matan eder before you change it. So you're asking me halachic issues is be matan eder. Huji wuji is not my business. You want to be making huji wuji, don't hate, right? This be fast. It doesn't fast. Okay, gimel yeshva comes. Now he points out if you're going to undertake this Mimisana Rosh Hashanah. So what's the makor for Mimisana Rosh Hashanah? So there isn't one number in the Gemara that you have a choice in Mimisana any Yom Tov. Any Yom Tov person wants Mimisana, really, as it says, you have a choice. You can either be Mimisana, you don't have to eat. And so So how are you going to be mekayim in the midst of simcha? You would do mekayim simcha be mesameach with the Kodesh Baruch Hu by in the Beis Medrash. So a person chooses not to eat, he's going with that other way that you can be mekayim simcha by being with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Rashi Yomar Kol Yoyim Ayasik B'Tchinos B'Koshes Kdei Shiyu Kulo L'Hashem. So the Mora says, the Mora bases off a drush at Seres Yelochem T'Yelochem probably and at Seres L'Hashem Elokecha. So this theory is at Seres for you, the Seres for Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Chomim say the answer is Chatzi L'Hashem V'Chatzi L'Hashem. Really, as it says, you have a choice. Either Kula Lashem or Kula Lachem. You can choose Kula Lashem. You will not eat. You will not take Yiddish. You will sit and learn the whole day. And daven the whole day. Or Kula Lachem. It's a day where you daven. You basically on the rest day, you celebrate with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's what Rilazar understands. Chum say, no, it's Chatzi Chatzi. But if you want to go with this, being the Rosh Hashanah, so you have to go with the Rilazar Shita. So you should sit and learn or be Oisik and Tchinas and Makoshas the whole day. Kinek Chiyu Kula Lashem. Because of Chatzim. The Aftim of Word, the Yabasim and Tavkub comes sign. So we said over there that if I personally am not benefiting from the Erev, because I'm fasting, so I'm not benefiting from the Erev, because for me it's irrelevant, so I can't cook for somebody else either. Come on, come Isha Mishareses, be baseball abayas shabbatus loy. With an Isha of Shabbat Shabbala, the Lephus of Vashta Bishalai, being the Acher of the Zed, Muteris of Vashta Bishalai. If this is the only way that a person can get it cooked, so the guy doesn't know what he's doing, right? So she's allowed to cook. Okay. So the Sharetzion points out, we discussed the idea of fasting before on Yom Tov for Shabbos. We discussed before. We discussed Tanis Chalai. Right? So even though you can't fast on Shabbos, you possibly can't fast on Shabbos. In the case of Tanis Chalai, you're allowed to fast on Shabbos. So there, we did not say there's a requirement of Kulo Lashem. So why are we here always saying there's a requirement of Kulo Lashem? So he says,
why am I to Kulo Lashem?
And Shabbos says you need kulul Hashem if you fast on Rosh Hashanah. So he says, the Morris says itself, says, what's not going to upset you a lot of fast tannis chalayim on Shabbos? Because since a person is fadaiget about the chalayim, and he knows that the tannis is very effective in overriding the chalayim. See, he's enjoying the tannis. That's his oinig. His oinig, for him, eating would be a tzar. Because he's going to fadaiget about the tannis. Fasting is an oinig for him. So over there, you don't need kulul Hashem. That is cool. You have your lechem. You have your lechem by fasting. But over here, the guy's fasting because the name is Adin. See, he doesn't have any lechem. So then, the only way it's going to work is kulul Hashem. Okay. So he says, people have this minig. The person did it three times already. He must continue. If he doesn't, he stops. You can't fast. It means fasting from sunrise to sunset, or you know, till say, not the whole night.
Not the whole night.
You can't fast at night time. You can't fast any time. You can't fast at night time or any part of the night. You can't fast. Then you can't fast. You can't fast for anything. You can fast by daytime. Okay, what you will do need is you have to be matuneder. If you want to stop fast, you have to matuneder. On your day, someone should tell the master from the minute of mitzvah should not say kineder who rock a shahur your bezbo. I feel like pamachas and koshes who shas meishas yinu ken loy them. La lochi yinu nas a neder ayin eshe so pamachas. So if you do it three times, that comes like a neder. If you do it one time thinking, I'm going to keep doing this, person starts, you know, brought down the lochi, he was given stuck before each tefillah. So he gets up one morning, he fills his pocket, he walks in the shul before shachris, gives stuck. Before a minute, he gives stuck. He says, you know what? This is a great idea. I'm going to keep doing this. So he's thinking, he decided already to continue. Even though it wasn't three times yet, he has to continue. You want to stop, you have to be out the netter. Okay, I need to run.